I would like to visit Jupiter one day. I think it would be a good place to take a vacation, but not in July of 1994. That would have been a terrible time.
In July 1994, the fragmented comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 that David helped discover began its fateful final approach to Jupiter.
Instead of being one comet, it was 20 comets or more, all running down through space, almost like linebackers down a football field. Each comet collided with Jupiter at the speed of about 140,000 miles an hour.
Telescopes around the world saw radiant plumes thrown high into space, leaving dark bruises the size of the Earth. Then, in 2009, it happened again. Australian amateur astronomer Anthony Wesley spotted the gigantic impact.
And this black spot, that is about the size of the Pacific Ocean.
Once again, Jupiter's dual gravitational role as solar system traffic cop and cosmic Hoover was on display.
Jupiter is the solar system's vacuum cleaner. Without Jupiter, the Earth would be walloped by a comet maybe once every 50 years or so. Life would not be possible on the Earth if it were not for Jupiter. We need Jupiter.
For thousands of years, Jupiter has been standing guardian to life on Earth. And now, we think it's possible it might have nurtured some of its own.
Go.
It used to be thought that the chance of meeting alien life on the planets beyond Mars dropped close to absolute zero, much like the temperature. But that was before we knew where to look.